Good Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 48, verses 1 through 22, and in today's reading, the people of Israel are accused of failing to act righteously. This is why they were tested in the fire of suffering. Verses 14 and 15 refer to the Persian ruler Cyrus, who was chosen by God to attack and defeat the Babylonians and allow the exiled Israelites to return home. The reading concludes with the Israelites being told to leave Babylon. Their departure is compared to the way God saved the Israelites when they left Egypt and provided for them in the desert. And today's guiding word is hope. So, let's begin. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 1. Listen to this, people of Israel, you that are descended from Judah. You swear by the name of the Lord, and you claim to worship the God of Israel, but you don't mean a word you say. And yet you are proud to say that you are citizens of the holy city, and that you depend on Israel's God, whose name is the Lord Almighty. The Lord says to Israel, long ago I predicted what would take place, and then suddenly I made it happen. I knew that you would prove to be stubborn, as rigid as iron and unyielding as bronze. And so I predicted your future long ago, announcing events before they took place, to keep you from claiming that your idols and images made them happen. All I foretold has now taken place. You have to admit my predictions were right. Now I will tell you of new things to come, events that I did not reveal before. Only now am I making them happen. Nothing like this took place in the past. If it had, you would claim that you knew all about it. I knew that you couldn't be trusted, that you have always been known as a rebel. That is why you never heard of this at all, why no word of it has ever come to your ears. In order that people will praise my name, I'm holding my anger in check. I'm keeping it back and will not destroy you. I have tested you in the fire of suffering, as silver is refined in the furnace, but I have found that you are worthless. What I do is done for my own sake. I will not let my name be dishonored or let anyone else share the glory that should be mine and mine alone. The Lord says, listen to me, Israel, the people I have called. I am God, the first, the last, the only God. My hands made the earth's foundations and spread the heavens out. When I summon earth and sky, they come at once and present themselves. Assemble and listen, all of you. None of the gods could predict that the man I have chosen would attack Babylon. He will do what I want him to do. I am the one who spoke and called him. I led him out and gave him success. Now come close to me and hear what I say. From the beginning, I have spoken openly and have always made my words come true. Now the Sovereign Lord has given me His power and sent me. The Holy God of Israel, the Lord who saves you, says, I am the Lord your God, the one who wants to teach you for your own good and direct you in the way that you should go. If only you had listened to my commands, then blessings would have flowed for you like a stream that never goes dry. Victory would have come to you like the waves that roll on the shore. Your descendants would be as numerous as the grains of sand, and I would have made sure they were never destroyed. Go out from Babylon. Go free. Shout the news gladly. Make it known everywhere. The Lord has saved his servant Israel. When the Lord led his people through a hot, dry desert, they did not suffer from thirst. He made water come from a rock for them. He split the rock open and water flowed out. There is no safety for sinners, saith the Lord. And key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12, where the Lord says, I am God, the first, the last, the only God. And beloved, here we have Isaiah continuing on the same thought that he alone is the one who called Cyrus, the king of the Medes and the Persians, to stand up and defeat Babylon, the most powerful empire on the face of the earth. And that not only would he defeat Babylon, but through Cyrus, the emperor of Persia, that he would let God's people return to their land. Beloved, it doesn't matter how bad things appear to be going. God has it under control. The blessings are ours if we can only hang on by faith. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, you are God, the first, the last, the only God. Teach me to listen for your voice and heed your commands so that I honor your name and bring glory to you. Direct me each day in the way I should go and empower me to proclaim the news of your salvation. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning, Wednesday, as we are reading Isaiah chapter 51, 1 through 16, where Isaiah offers words of comfort to Jerusalem. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.